This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
While the Treasury Secretary and the foreign exchange markets and tariffs and the trade war get all the headlines, there is another way the United States interacts with the global economy that's at least as significant, and it fits under the general heading of regulatory review. The White House said this morning, and this has bipartisan backing in Congress, it should be said, but the White House announced that the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, as it's called, is going to start taking a much closer look at foreign investment in the United States. Janet Babin has that one.
The new rules are meant to protect our national security. They'll apply when a foreign firm or individual tries to invest in certain sensitive areas, such as technology, everything from aircraft parts makers to AI to semiconductor makers, read lots of Chinese companies, but also other kinds of companies, says Gregory Hussisian, a partner at law firm Foley & Lardner.
Financial institutions, insurance companies, money transmitting companies, they're all going to have a more probing scrutiny of their sales.
These firms will now have to alert CFIUS about any potential foreign investment or face civil penalties. The agency will have to sift through thousands of additional filings, a lot more work when it's already lacking, some say, enough resources to get its job done. More work, too, for foreign companies that want to invest here. Tony Fratto is a former Bush administration official, now at consulting firm Hamilton Place Strategies. He says the tightening up and additional powers for CFIUS could have a chilling effect.
I do think that maybe their charge has gone too far.
Fratto says foreign investment dollars could be redirected to Europe or Asia.
And those investment dollars go other place, then we are actually strengthening our competitors and in some cases our national security foes.
Which would defeat the purpose of these new stricter regulations. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.